This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Do you know if the person that owns the building or the place you're renting, do they actually live here in the country? Because you might want to know. And you might want to know because it has to do with a recent court ruling against a renter that should serve as a cautionary tale to other renters and to this guy in Montreal who rents apartments. This was, well, what he saw.
They said it is your duty to pay the taxes. Like every year, 25% of the rent has to be given to the CRA. If it's not in the lease, that's your problem. Now you have to pay the taxes with penalties and fines. And this is what CRA told the tenant.
Mm-hmm. You're on the bill. This has to do with a Montreal renter audited by the CRA and then ordered to pay the taxes with all the interest and all the extra costs because they didn't withhold the monthly rent paid to his non-resident landlord. So the landlord lives in another country, but every month the CRA sends a tax bill. It arrives at the Quebec address, and like any other renter, and I know because I've rented it a long time, you take the owner of the, and you put it like somewhere where you can give it to them maybe the next time you see them and say, here's all the bills that are coming for you. Oh, but that didn't happen to this guy. The court ruled he's responsible for paying back thousands and thousands of dollars plus the interest. Because no matter who owns your unit, the renter is responsible for the tax bill unless stated very clearly otherwise. Yikes. I had no idea. Because I lived in a place and all I would do is I would take the man, I put it in a place. I never thought, oh, it's a CRA. And the CRA will call me one day. But it is a thing, apparently. Devel Morrison, broker with Bosley Real Estate Limited, joining us. Great to have you, Devel.
Great to have. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
What do you make of this particular court ruling? Because up until this ruling, I didn't know this was a thing.
I'd never heard of it either. And I think many people hadn't heard of it. And I think it's shocking. And I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I think it sets a dangerous precedent because now all tenants are going to be scrambling. On top of paying their rent, they need to worry about if their landlord is a non-resident and all of a sudden they're going to owe even more money. It's crazy.
But wouldn't it have to be like very clear in your negotiation when you sign up to rent that you're responsible for paying the monthly rent? It comes every month and you've got to pay X amount or you have to send this to me. Like, isn't it all in black and white?
It's not. I mean, we have now an Ontario standard lease. I mean, I know this case happened in Quebec, but we have an Ontario standard lease which mentions nothing about it. I think it's almost like this is a little known policy that not very many of us, myself included, I've never heard of it before. And you wouldn't even think that you need to disclose if the landlord is a non-resident. I mean, why would the tenant's just so grateful to get a place to live. They're not worried about whether their landlord is offshore or not. Mm-hmm. They're probably working with a property manager if they're not working with the landlord directly, and they wouldn't know that they're offshore.
Right. But then property manager, and certainly many people would deal with them because we know that the owner is a foreign person and lives somewhere else. But wouldn't they be obligated to explain to you that you have to pay the tax on this, right? Like, I'm surprised that we haven't heard of this before and that it's taken so long for this case to emerge, given how long this has been going on. But if the landlord's not obligated to make it very clear that you, the renter, are on the hook for this cost, or the managing company says, look, you got to know that when you get this mail or you get this expense, it's on you.
But ultimately, it's actually the landlord who's supposed to pay their bill.
Well, I thought
so
too.
The CRA only went after the tenant because they couldn't get the landlord because the landlord was offshore. So it's almost like the CRA, it's a bit of a cop-out. Just because you couldn't charge the person who's actually responsible for paying the tax, you went after the tenant, which again, I think is grossly unfair. Then figure out how to get to the offshore landlord. Don't make it the tenant's problem.
Well, right, because it's a David versus Goliath fight. Like, who can fight the CRA, right? And the CRA can go after the low-hanging fruit. It's much easier to go after the renter than going after the person who's not in this country. Then, call me stupid, Devel, but don't we have laws that can protect from this? Like, it's crazy to me to think that someone can buy a property in this country and then they can go away, which is fine, but there's no protections in place for the person renting the unit.
No, exactly. That's what I mean. It's lunacy to me. Like, it's just crazy that, yeah, they're going after the low-hanging fruit. I mean, they could start garnishing the wages of a tenant.
Yeah, because this doesn't add up to, like, $2,000 or $3,000. We're talking, like, thousands and thousands of this guy's money. And I'm sure he'll appeal. But let me play you some audio of a man who rents out apartments who was talking about this case, because it's a big talker, certainly in Quebec, because it was so shocking. But here's how he's looking at this ruling and the impacts of it.
How can we, a tenant or a renter, ask a landlord, are you a Canadian citizen or are you a resident or are you going to be in Canada for the next 10, 15 years or until the lease gets over? Just imagine if the tenant asked me like questions like that, I wouldn't let a tenant. I would simply, you know, just go to another guy who's ready to come and stay in my home, right?
Like, it's kind of obvious. Like, if anyone raises a stink or asks basic questions that we probably could ask 5 years ago are not the kinds of questions you can ask in this climate today. And so what would you say to that guy?
No, I mean, he's absolutely right. I mean, and also just because the landlord is on Canadian soil now doesn't mean they always will be. They could decide to move offshore. And so again, almost to exactly what he said, you can't ask somebody, are you going to be here for the next 10 years or so? That's ridiculous. I mean, funny, even sometimes I go on a vacation and my tenants don't know I'm on vacation. They text me, I text them back. It's all good.
Right.
But they have no idea where I am.
But they also wouldn't have any idea if something, let's say, knock on wood, but not saying it is, but like if something happened to you and you couldn't come back or for whatever reason, maybe you took off and got married and never wanted to come back or something happened. And and so what, the tenant's now on the bill? Like, so what would they do in the case that a landlord doesn't come back? Would they put the onus on the tenant? Like,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, so when you're buying and selling real estate, it is on the onus of the buyer to pay these bills if the seller, who's a non-resident, has not paid that. And so sometimes when someone's actually buying and selling, you'll actually see a clause on the buyer's side to say, and, you know, the seller represents and warrants that they are not a non-resident, that they are local. Mm. And if they are a non-resident, they will pay the withholding tax. So when you're buying and selling property, it ends up being covered off.
Right.
But for a tenant, it doesn't. And now a tenant's kind of hanging in the wind. So I mean, everything I've read about this, every lawyer is astounded by this ruling because it really seems incredibly unfair. And it's definitely something, I mean, I hope they don't do this Ontario. In Ontario, you know, we see that this happened in Quebec, but I really hope they don't get any ideas and do this in the rest of the country because it just seems like it's wrong.
Well, I mean, the unfortunate thing about our courts is that they set precedent every time they make a ruling. And so now that it's a precedent set in Quebec, it could very well become an issue in other provinces. And so we're talking to Devel Morrison over at Bosley Real Estate Limited about this particular court ruling out of Montreal that puts the renter on the hook for costs that their out-of-country landlord is and should be responsible for. So, Devel, how does this then change the market? Are we going to have to change the way we write things? Do you think there will be a changing point? Because it is not easy to get a rental right now. The power is in the landlord's hands right now. What do you see this? Did you see this changing anything?
Yeah, so we are going to have to start having a paragraph, like a clause in there to account for exactly this. That there, you know, a real estate agent who is working on behalf of a tenant is going to need to add in a clause or make sure there's a clause there that says if the, you know, seller is a non-resident, you know, XYZ needs to happen. You know, there needs to be some money held in trust or something in a Canadian bank account, something. But there is going to need to be some sort of clause that's added to agreements to protect tenants about this. Now, of course, those are just tenants who are working with realtors.
Right.
You know, lots of tenants are going off of Kijiji or Facebook Marketplace or whatever or what have you. And it's now a buyer beware situation because, you know, this is not something that most of us are aware of. And, you know, people are talking about it a little bit, but they're not talking about it, you know, massively so that everybody knows to protect themselves about this.
Well, because I think most people renting, and if they go through an agent like yourself, I think the assumption is there that, okay, the paperwork will make sure that all those I's are dotted, T's are crossed, right? Like it's, mm-hmm. and that it would be the agent like yourself to say, look, you're responsible for that particular cost. You've got to pay tax. So your rent is going to be X amount. Your tax is this. Like there are those conversations when you're signing that kind of paperwork, right? But you're saying agents don't maybe even necessarily know to bring this up.
Exactly. That's the thing. Agents don't know to necessarily bring it up. And there's a lot of, you know, rental transactions that transact without agents. So I do think it's a huge problem, and it's not written in the Ontario Standard Lease.
Right.
So, you know, now this is something that, you know, hopefully the government is listening and they make it a part of the Ontario Standard Lease to have this particular clause. Recently, I believe there was some sort of tenants' bill of rights that the federal government was talking about, and they were talking about a standard lease. So I really hope between the provinces and the federal government, they somehow coordinate all of these standard leases and that there is some sort of paragraph in there that references this exact situation so that everybody's aware about it.
Well, I just kind of think common sense would prevail. But nonetheless, every day we get a new, oops, didn't know about that one. Appreciate you giving us some clarification on this.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Thank you. That's Devel Morrison with Bosley Real Estate Limited. Again, I read this and I was like, I've never heard of this. And I'm older. But my producer, Glenn, he brought it to my attention. He's a renter. So if renters don't know this, you should. You got to know what to ask, right? So it's a hidden cost. I hope this guy wins on appeal. I really do. Because it's just a crazy fight. I don't know where this goes, but we'll keep an eye on this one.